Hello, Judith.
Yeah.
Hi, this is your neighbor. I'm Alex.
Alex?
Yeah, I live down the street, over on Limestone Drive.
I sure do.
I was just wondering. I hope you don't mind, but I like astronomy, so I've been laying on, climbing up on your roof to look at the stars every night. But last night I almost fell off, and I was wondering if you might be able to put like a guardrail up there. I mean, I could pay for it, just make it a little bit
You've
safer.
been on my roof?
Yeah, every night around, 3 in the morning till around 4, just about an hour.
Well, I sure didn't know that.
Yeah, I just like to watch
Why
the
my
stars.
roof?
Because yours has a better view.
Oh. I'm just kind of speechless here, okay?
Okay. I'm happy to pay for it, but would you be willing to put a guardrail up there so it's a little bit easier so I don't have to worry about falling off?
What does that consist of?
Oh, it's kind of like almost like a little mini fence, just to make it so if I accidentally start to roll off, it'll catch me and I don't fall off the roof.
Well, what's wrong with your own roof?
It just doesn't have a view, and it's a little bit too steep. Yours is a little bit easier to get onto.
Well, I sure didn't know you were on my roof. You just surprised me. Well, I have to investigate that. I wouldn't even know who to call.
Oh, okay. I can pay for it. It's not that expensive anyway, but. I can call them for me if you give me permission, and have them, put a guardrail on your roof.
Where would you put it?
Just on the side, like right along the edge, where I usually stargaze.
Where do you usually start?
I kind of move all over the roof. I just, because, during the night, with the rotation of the Earth, the stars, slowly move across. So I kind of migrate to different parts of the roof. So I'm all over it.
And where did you say you live?
I'm over on Limestone.
Where's Limestone?
It's just down the street.
Now, wait a minute. Limestone. You mean the street's name is Limestone?
Yeah, Limestone Drive. If you go down Cobblestone, it's right there, before you get to Brook School Road.
I don't think you have the right brown. We live in Britton Falls.
Okay.
So, I live on Bartolino Drive.
Yeah, that's just down the street from me. I'm just a few streets over.
Okay, well, considering, we didn't know you were up there, and you didn't have permission to be up there, I'm just a little surprised.
Oh. I mean, roof, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. I don't. I've been careful. I only broke one shingle and I put it back. So, it's all right.
You burnt it?
No, I accidentally, broke a shingle in half, but I put it back, so it's not a problem.
Well, I really would appreciate it if you'd find another roof.
Yours is the best one, and it's perfect. It's easy to get onto, and it's quite there. If I hadn't called you, I've been on it every day, for the past, probably year. I've been careful about it. Obviously, I don't go up there in the winter time when there's snow. I just usually, during the nice months of the year, the spring and the summer and the fall.
You're sure you're on my roof?
Yeah.
I still would prefer that you find another roof.
I've been really careful. Like I said, I've been going on there almost every night, for the past year, and I've only almost fallen off once.
You've been on our roof every night for a year. Looking at the stars. I'll stick to what I said, please.
Okay, so I can't go on the roof anymore?
Well, isn't there another roof?
I mean, yours is really the best. I mean, I'm actually on the roof right now. I'm calling from my cell phone, so I'm actually on here right now.
We'll go out and look on the roof and see if there's a man standing on the roof. Go out and look. He says he's standing on the roof. Well, go look.
I mean, I'm going to hide behind the chimney so you won't see me. But I'm out here.
That's kind of spooky. You're behind the chimney on the roof.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't behind the chimney before, but if you're going to go look for me, I got to hide.
We don't have a chimney.
I mean, not the chimney, but, you know, the vent thing up there. It's not like an actual chimney. I don't really know what to call it. It's like just a little vent up there, you know, for the furnace exhaust.
Yeah, but you're walking around on my roof, and you broke one shingle, and...
Well, but I put it back. I use duct tape, and I fixed it all back together.
Please stay off my roof.
Okay, I mean, my friend had to help me get up here. You know, it's a little bit tall. I mean, I'd be happy to get down. Would you be willing to bring me a ladder so I can get down a little easier?
You have a friend that helps you get up there?
Yeah, he gives me a boost up there. I mean, I'm pretty tall, but I mean, he usually gives me a boost and then he helps me get down.
Oh.
But he's not planning to come get me for another hour. So if you want me to get off right away, I mean, would you be able to put a ladder up there so I can get down?
I don't know whether we have a ladder tall enough to get up to the roof. We don't have an extension ladder anymore. We got rid of that when we moved here. We just have a tall step ladder.
Okay, well, would you be able to help me get down? I mean, my friend works for the phone company, so he's got one of those ladders built on his truck. So that's how I get up here. He just, you know, backs the truck up. And then puts the ladder up.
Can you complete what you're doing tonight and then not do it again, please?
Okay, so it's okay if I stay up here the rest
all
of the night?
All long?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best time. Have you ever laid on someone's roof and just, you know, watch the stars and then also get to see the sunrise in the morning? It's really beautiful. I recommend you try it. It's awesome. I mean, the sunrise is always beautiful, but when you get to see it, you know, from on top of a roof, it just makes it so much more beautiful.
I stand by what I said. Just make this your last night, please.
Okay. I mean, I was really hoping to go on there again tomorrow night. I mean, I've even got a couple of my friends who are going to come over too. We're going to kind of... Like a little party
roof.
On there, so to speak. Yeah, but not a loud party. We were just going to be kind of quiet. You know, we were going to bring some telescopes, and, you know, as part of, we're starting an astronomy club on your roof.
Okay.